There's carbon in the atmosphere. Actually, there's carbon in everything, but there's carbon in the eye cell? Is there carbon in the eye cell, the new carbon?
Okay, into the nose.
An insulin.
An eye cell is a cell. There's not carbon in the eye cell, but there is an insulin nose.
Okay. And I'm just taking
H 197 O98. That's the insulin nose formula.
Okay.
So there's a lot of carbon in it. Super sugar.
And there's a difference because there's a carbon that's already here now, but there's a new carbon being introduced into the environment and into our bodies?
Yes.
And you had mentioned someone previously that our cell will take on a carbon isotope. Is that the new carbon you're referring to?
No, it's not. It's becoming.
Okay.
It's staged.
Staged. And
that means everybody's got to get used to it. Everybody knows, oh, hell yeah, we know all about that. It's all on the Fox News. They told you all about it. Barr didn't do nothing, blah, blah, blah. So they just get it ready. So when it comes along and they go, nah, he didn't do nothing. That's no big deal. Same way here. Makes it a non sequitur.
Okay. This is the idea that I had, and you can let me know if this is close to the accurate. Will the shoebread introduce a new carbon to the body, or I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Does the shoebread introduce a new carbon into the body?
Yes, it will.
Okay. And does the living water then do something with that new carbon to complete or finish that process? Does living water do something with that new carbon that the shoebread introduces?
Yes. It shifts your adrenals.
Is that new that carbon isotope that's introduced into the body, is that the nanobot that you referred to previously?
Yes.
Okay. And the statement you made, paraphrasing, was there's a nanobot released in the body to activate all of the cells, turns them on like a smart house.
Yes. See how handy it is, Bob, to have somebody that does the wordy words that can tell you what you said when you said it back then for now to say, yes, those are the words you said. Like a stenographer. It's great.
Is this good?
So, is it the shoebread then that, you said the shoebread is the nanobot that activates the cells? Is that, just to clarify what you just said? I've got to re-listen to that.
Ask it another way.
Okay. Is the carbon that the shoebread introduces into the body the nanobot that activates the cells?
Not the cells, the lymphatic system.
Okay.
And then that's where it comes. You missed one little step between it. It just, because otherwise we wouldn't even need that. We'd just say, here is a new cell, and then let it take over. But now it's not like that. You got to shift it so you can sustain it. Because we can put God cells in you all day, but they'll die. You see?
Okay, so you've got to shift the lymphatic system so it's able to utilize it.
Sustain it. Sustain it.
Sustain it, okay. Okay. So that sustaining, what role does the living water then have with regard to that sustaining? because that word made me think of that the living water creates a fountain in you that never ceases.
But you are the fountain. It doesn't create a fountain. You are already the fountain. See, that's the thing. You are already God. We're just trying to get you back to it.
So we're the fountain.
Turn the fountain back on, so it turns the fountain back on. Okay. Or it puts water in the fountain. Okay. Yeah, see.
Oh.
Now there's some, now be easy now. There's some glib cliched archetypes that come along with that that are shit and shinola will make you feel so much better some days out there, whatever that means. So soften all that down and don't get caught in the wordy words. All that's happening is you're coming back to God. And however that happens, there you go. Don't worry about that because you'll get lost in the sweet. And then you don't have the right size Dr. Pepper to go along with it, so ascension is lost. The conditions are the same. How everybody's getting there can vary.
Okay.
As noted time and time again, you see.
With regard to the carbon, there was something, a statement you had also made. The living carbons in the ancillinos you just clarified, and you had said to Susanna a while ago that that is the God particle that you're trying to transform into a transfer. Are you referring to that living carbon?
Yes.
Okay.
Do.
And the rest of that statement was once you transform, then you transfer, and that's called ascension.
That's right. So you shifted the way the little man system works, and it kills the little man and moves you to God. You are a worm, and you become a butterfly.
Is there something you can say?
No cocoon.
No cocoon? You mean no turtle shell, no cocoon?
Right.
Is there a bit more you can say about how the living water interacts with the new carbon in the cell?
Empirically.
So you've made a play on that word before, saying the word empire and adding and making that empirically. So someone will realize their empire after consuming that? Or recognize?
Well, then that would be empirically so, yes.
So you've also said, though, that J.W. had had an empirical experience where he experienced shifting in his immediate environment when he ate the shoe bread. It will be the same as that?
Yes.
Okay. And you did say that once you've imbibed the shoe bread and living water, you would know ascension is sure.
Well, you don't want to give anybody room to argue for the limitations, but yes, that's the case.
Okay.
And whether they acknowledge it, that's up to them. Because they ain't going to try to kill itself, but it's going to have a time doing it.
All right. Does this carbon, the new carbon that's in the cells...
Hey, hold on. It's not a new carbon, it's just new to y'all. It's not a new carbon. It's the carbon. It was here when you were God before.
Bob has asked you what the carbon will be used for, and you said it would support the cloud?
Who?
Did you say do?
He said
who? Yes, I don't know. Well, I just typed the name B.O.B. in my notes here, so that
never,
gentleman...
Never heard of him. Who is this?
Never It. He's Never It.
Oh, yeah, the Never It one. Yeah. He's a squirrely one, that one. He's Never It. That's it. Bob Dog, J.R., Ding Dong, Bing Bong, sing-a-sing-along song. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, Never It. That's him. Yeah. Babylon. That's him.
So... Is is the cloud just... you said it, the carbon will be used to support the cloud.
Yeah.
Without the carbon, there would be no cloud?
That's right.
Okay. So is the cloud... when the new carbon is introduced into the body, will the cloud be localized to those carbon isotopes, the new carbon, or will it be in the environment fully? The Outer Kingdom environment. Is the cloud...
You can't deal with eight things at once. You can, but you're just going to confuse either the physical body, the ascended body, or the mystery landscape that now you're changing.
Yeah.
See, you're changing the mystery landscape. You're settling the mystery landscape, but you don't know where you are. So you know what it's going to be like, but you don't know how you're going to get there. You see? Will the weather be nice on vacation when we get there? Well, yes. Where are you now? We'll tell you when you're going to get there. See? So without that, without those points, it's a little more challenging to figure it all up. But it's not that you can't, you're not out of bounds, you're just doing too many things at one time.
Oh, right, I got you, I recognize that, yeah.
You've heard that before recently, eh?
Yes, 16 things at once.
Okay. Right, and we ain't mad, but that's what's happened. When you fall flat on your damn face, that's what happens. Every time, without fair exception. And that's all right, long as you know and don't hear. Huh. We with you, Biggin. We gonna hang with you. So you all right. Do what you do.
The new carbon supports the cloud, and without the without the new carbon, there would not be a cloud.
There'll be nothing to... What you recognize as a cloud will never be. It won't be anymore.
Yeah. And that cloud is different than the chip body Bill Gates cloud. Is that correct?
There is no chip body cloud anymore. It's gone.
Okay.
Hold on. You're going to let that go? You're going to let that go? The reason we say there is no chip body cloud, all there is backup. That's all you're doing presently. There is no cloud it's stored in. It's just backing up. And now you just keep making more and more and more space for it to be backed up until when the EMP is going to be all wiped out. But there is no safe outside cloud. That's the rub. That's the problem. You're not, there's no cloud now. There's only a backup.
Is that cloud, created when the new carbon is activated inside the body?
No. It's going to be a diamond. It'll be stored in diamond. We told you this already.
Does this new carbon that will be activated inside the body allow people to interact with the hardware... carbon nanotubes, for example?
The flares, yeah, but not the tubes themselves.
The flares, you said? F-L-A-R-E-S?
Yes.
Is that a piece of hardware, or is that something else?
It's a condition.
It's a condition.
Flares.
Yeah, you're making me think of that Beefheart song I just quoted yesterday about the sparks.
Where do you think we got it from?
Hey, Bert, RA33 wants you to ask about the cloud of glory.
All right. Is this a cloud that is supported by the new carbon, the cloud of glory ion?
So many will call it that. It'll be the closest thing to glory you'll ever know. It's not actually it. So see, that's a different position because that's a molecular cloud of molecules. Ours will not be formed with a molecular level. So it will be the represent when the cloud of glory is obsolete, which it will be. The new cloud will maybe call that, but it won't be what you know as the cloud of glory. It'll be appropriately different.
So it will not be a molecular cloud.
Correct.